No, really. The universe is me. This is going out to the pop singer Sophie, again. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. I retarded into empty space an minute ago. And then your universe was born. From me. Brian Brain. I know. I really do sound quite insane. Don't I? But what the F? In for a penny, in for a pound, hey. At least this has got to be the best ever chat upline in the universe. Ralph, I am warning you. Keep your toupee on, monkey. Ha. Art Zed. That is it. Brian, I am going to put him in the bin. I really have had enough of him. Now you wonder why I hide myself away. When I am always having to keep Ralph the mouth at bay. Let's get back to the groove and see what it was I wanted to say to that very sneak but not so innocent girl, Sophie. I know you probably were expecting someone else, but I am afraid what you see is what you get with me. And unfortunately with me, that really is not very much. But there you go, it could be worse. I could be Peter Andre. The universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. Okay, so why is the universe me and not somebody else? Well, I hope you did get a chance to listen to my MP3 CD. Well, if you did not, then you can after this. But anyway, if you check out the track Deep Space, it should give you a clue and put the critics in their place. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. They have a place to be. But at least, if they weren't there, they can now see me for what I am, and that is just a very bad ham. Ralph, you complete shush it. I know I ham it up quite a bit, but that is because you need to keep the tension going. Yes, monkey, I know you just like getting to the point. I don't know, I really think I should have chosen someone else. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. Is me. And I mean that quite literally. Because without me, this would never have happened. It is what us scientists call causality. If my little monkey had not managed to fly through my weird space, then I would never have stopped to see what the F was taking place. And as I did, your universe was born. So really, you do owe me, or Ralph, or my little monkey. Well, it deserves at least a round of applause or something. It is not every day you discover how your own universe was born. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, The universe is me. But getting back to Sophie, will you please stop hassling my little monkey? Or at least, when you do, make sure you know him first. That way, he can expand gradually, rather than you making him fit to burst. With love and with generosity, and then confusing him, and to make things worse. Now you think he is a know-it-all, when really he knows very little at all. And he is still coming to terms with me, Brian Drain the enemy, as well as the mind-blowing fact that he is me. F off, Brian, if I say that I am clinically insane. They will lock me up and throw away the key. Well, not if you laugh a bit. Go on, Ralph. Ha ha ha. It's a joke. I am just being funny. Honest gov. Boy, I love this beyond insanity thing. You can say what the F you like. No, really. The universe is me. No, really. The universe is me. No, really. The universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me.